Blackstone Audio presents Good Authority, How to Become the Leader Your Team is Waiting For by Jonathan Raymond. This book is read by Jonathan Raymond. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. C.G. Jung. The Good Authority Manifesto. Good authority is 1. The presence to name the things that most people overlook. 2. The kindness to speak up today instead of waiting until tomorrow. 3. The patience to meet each person where they are on the journey. 4. The generosity to challenge them to go a little bit further. 5. The fortitude to not accept excuses in place of responsibility. 6. The curiosity to ask questions that you don't know the answers to. 7. The wisdom to resist the comfortable answers and hold out for the right ones. 8. The willingness to make an unpopular stand if it helps one person grow. 9. The transparency to share what you feel with each member of your team. 10. The strength to wait for others to discover their own truth for themselves. 11. The integrity to never ask someone to live up to a standard that you don't yourself. 12. The vulnerability to say what you feel, even if you think it won't change anything. 13. The audacity to assume that you can change the world. 14. And the humility to be wrong about all of it and start over again tomorrow. Preface. John versus the Volcano. Home is where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there. Talking Heads. It seemed like the perfect day to hike up a volcano, but as we swallowed the last few bites of our pack lunch, the skies opened up. The gentle dirt path we'd been hiking up the last few hours was instantly transformed into a rapidly flowing river of Central American mud. We probably could have waited out the storm before heading back to the lodge. We probably should have. But we were 28 years old, so we made a run for it. It was one of those experiences that starts out awful but becomes wonderful. Awful for as long as you try and control it. Wonderful when you finally let go. After a few minutes of repeated tripping and falling, I found my stride. If I lifted and stepped with just the right amount of force, I could stay near the surface of the mud river in a kind of surf walking. Pull too hard and my shoes were summarily sucked back down, and more than a few times pulled clear off by this surprisingly sticky stuff. My traveling companions discovered it too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?